My name is Dina Villian. I'm a qualified speech therapist and audiologist, but I practice as a speech therapist at the moment. What a speech therapist does is they assess, they treat any type of communication, speech problem whatsoever. And there's a variety of, we as speech therapists would treat pediatrics, so babies, and then preschoolers and school age and adults and geriatrics, which are older individuals. And you know, there's a range of people that one treats. So within an adult, one can treat any acquired problem. For example, if someone's had a stroke and they have problems speaking afterwards, or a TBI, which is a traumatic brain injury, so someone's been hit over the head and it affects their speech. A typical day of a speech therapist varies depending on the site that the speech therapist works. A therapist can get a job from depending anywhere from an educational setting, like a school, a mainstream school, or a remedial school, or a special needs school, to a hospital setting, to a rehab. There's also private practice, which is where I am at the moment, where I have rooms here and then I see clients who come to me. Usually people who become a speech therapist because they're quite empathetic. They want to make a difference in people's lives. They are genuine usually. They're patient, because one has to have an element of patience in this job as well. And it's time and it's a process. And one wants to make a difference in a person's life, and especially a person's quality of life. In terms of qualifications, and there are 6 universities that offer speech therapy and audiology, or a speech therapy degree, and each university has their own requirements. So if anyone is interested in studying this degree to become a speech therapist, I would recommend that they go onto their website. I know WITS, Pretoria, UCT, Stellenbosch, they all offer speech therapy and or audiology, depending if it's a dual degree or not. For a speech therapist, equipment required is much less than an audiologist. So there are a couple of formalized, standardized tests that one requires, but otherwise, for kiddies, you need a small table, you need toys, you need some educational games. But for adults, you know, it's you and your skill, and maybe some paper and pen, and maybe some adult games, etc. This is a major challenge. One of them is that there are so many languages in South Africa, and the individual who actually comes into the therapy setting, a speech therapist may not necessarily know his or her language. So that is, or their first language anyway. So most people speak English, which would be their second language. But the challenge is, one may not know their first language. And also in terms of schooling, obviously, and we know that the medium of instruction in most schools are English. And if the learner's first language isn't English, then there is a mismatch between between their proficiency in the language and their ability. A person who wants to become a speech therapist has to be a good listener and be able to actually hear a person and motivate them to actually listen and talk, because it takes time. Sometimes, you know, you have people who've had a stroke or something's happened to them, and you need to help to motivate them. You need to problem solve as well, because if there's some issues, it's important to work in a multidisciplinary team. So in a hospital setting, working with OTs or doctors, and in a private setting at schools, working with parents.